WJTL Mercy Me with Happy Dance. Happy Throwback Thursday to you. It's a 2K Rewind second decade throwback, and nothing says that era like Mercy Me, Happy Dance. Good morning to you, Liam Frevdy, 7:04.
The musical fun continues Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. and Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. with Christy Lee as she walks you through the week's biggest songs on WJTL's Top 25 Countdown, sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown. It's your front row seat to see what's new and what's next in Christian music. The Top 25 with Christy Lee right here on WJTL.
Our very special guest this morning, Jordan Ames, is the founder of Red Letter Pursuit. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So great to have you here in the studio. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to?
I'll just shout out to my my wife and kids who are waking up, probably in breakfast right now, getting ready for school.
Yeah, hey, dad's on the radio, so be, you know, turn it up.
Yeah, turn absolutely, turn it up.
So before we talk about Red Letter Pursuit, you are a veteran of the Marine Corps, Special Ops. Yes, how many years were you in the Marine Corps?
I was in for 21 years.
See, wow. I find you look so young. I can't imagine that you did anything for 21 years.
Well, thank you.
But appreciate you've been all over the world in your service, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, where all have you been?
Middle East, Europe, all over. Crazy thing, I have a son. One of my oldest sons has been in the Marine Corps for 5 years. He's coming back from Japan soon. He's probably been traveled more than I have.
Is it that interesting?
All over the world, as far as like the breadth of experience he's had. Pretty crazy.
Amazing. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, appreciate you. Tell us about Red Letter Pursuit. What are you guys doing?
Sure. So Red Letter Pursuit is a mission that I was asked to manage about 2 years ago that we just recently renamed or named Red Letter Pursuit. I was asked by an organization who has since dissolved, just because they were looking at other initiatives to start up, and that wasn't happening. And so they decided to dissolve, and I took this on to make sure that it would continue. The mission was growing. And so what it is counter human trafficking in Uganda along the border with Kenya.
Interesting. And tell us a little bit about the situation there so we can know what sort of things you're encountering
ministry. So it's very, very impoverished area. I mean, Uganda is probably one of the more impoverished countries in Africa, and Eastern Uganda is one of the most impoverished areas of Uganda. And so the trafficking looks different, to the trafficker, right? So some are trying to get money. That's the biggest thing, right? Because it's impoverished. And they're luring usually adolescents by promise of free education or some job, a good paying job. And they try to say, yeah, we can get you over across the border. And so these kids, these 14, 15, 16 year olds are just trusting that, because what could be worse than their situation right now?
Right.
And sometimes the parents are like, yeah, go ahead. This sounds like a great opportunity. And that seems ridiculous to us because we know what scams look like. But to them, they're in some rural village and they're like, this is a great opportunity. So we actually have a foot patrol that sits on a porous route on the border, and they look for those suspicious crossings. So a young adolescent walking by themselves, that's not like they're supposed to have papers in hand. And there's things that our foot patrol has been trained to notice that they can interdict. And if there's no suspect involved, they can just interdict, ask some questions. If things don't seem right, they can get the police involved. And then our director takes care of the victim, gets them back to the family. And then we give them the opportunity to enroll in vocational training. That way we try to solve the poverty problem. Because if we just say, no, this is a bad thing, go back home. Well, then again, they're just trusting us. So they're like, well, this other guy had a much better opportunity for me, and you're just saying that's bad.
Yeah.
So we're trying to, and that's the funding. That's really the large portion of the funding is going towards the vocational training programs that we support.
Interesting. So how many foot patrol do you have?
We have one right now.
Okay.
Again, because since the funding is, we have about 12% of our funding that we send over there to pay for the salaries of the foot patrol or our director and a law enforcement liaison officer that keeps us tied in with the police. That is about 12%. And the logistics of the rescue is about 12% of our funding. The other 88% of funding goes towards all the vocational training and trying to help them get stood up with getting on their feet with their trade once they graduate.
Right.
So whenever we would like to expand and have another foot patrol, it would be easy. We could easily send over another $1,000 and have several more foot patrols, but then the amount of rescues, we can't fund that many into the vocational training.
So
that's a long-term goal.
What are the vocational opportunities like in Eastern Uganda? What are some of the trades that these adolescents are learning?
Yeah, the ones that we have 70, I think, or no, we have 83 currently enrolled in vocational training.
Yeah.
We've since January 2024, we've graduated 79, I want to say now. And we've rescued a total of a little over 264.
Amazing.
Since January 2026 or 2024.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so some of the vocational training, a lot of the females like to get into the hairdressing or tailoring. And then the males, there's like car mechanic. There's also motorcycle mechanic. There's a lot of like the small 100cc, 150cc type motorcycles. So that's a big draw is a motorcycle mechanic. And then like woodworking, carpentry and stuff.
How can our listeners pray for you? How can they support you?
But yeah, so any gift of any amount is huge right now. The US dollar goes so far over there. We pay our director $220 a month, and he does very, very well per capita in that area.
Interesting,
yeah. But they can go to our website, www.redletterpursuit.org. Our project is not its own 501c3. It falls under an organization called Tying Vines, which is a phenomenal organization, faith-based. They have over 30 projects throughout the world, not just counter-human trafficking, but other humanitarian aid. And so your donation is to them, and that goes directly to our project.
Check it out online, redletterpursuit.org. We'll talk more with Jordan on the way. And our Throwback Thursday continues, Toby Mack, Blanca, and much more.